Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of June 24th in News on the Edge. So first of all, thank you to everyone that came out from Pridetopia. Pride Weekend was just so amazing in St. Pete, and Pridetopia was our late-night event on Saturday, June 22nd, following the parade. So we were the after-parade party in the district, and it was great to see Enigma Bar and Lounge crowded with their activities. Intermezzo had a pride party. Grassroots had a pride party. Multiple locations had pride, different pride specials and food and drinks. And there were DJs. No Vacancy had music. Atlas Body and Poem had their daytime activities. And so it was really just great to see the whole district come together. And thank you to all of my volunteers that helped with the Edge booth for that. If you're listening, again, thank you so much. It was such a nice time in the district. I do want to give a final thank you to our sponsors for Pridetopia. So Bavaro's, Enigma Bar and Lounge, Alexis Gilbo from Raymond James, Arnold Eichhoff, Flagship Bank, Landmark Payroll, Grassroots, Kava House, Serta Pro Painters, the St. Pete store, Catalyst, Tampa Bay, Invigorate IV, and Douglas G. Jackson Law Firm. So all of those groups came together, helped make Pridetopia happen, and also raised money for the Edge District. And as I was thinking about today's News on the Edge, we are almost halfway through the year, which is just kind of blows my mind. And I'm kind of thinking, okay, halfway through the year, what are two things, you know, I really want folks to focus on for the second half of the year? And that's really shop local, support our local businesses, which we talk about here a lot, and vote. The easiest way for me to always explain to people is vote.gov, because that takes them to exactly where they need to go to register to vote. Not going to talk politics. Don't talk politics in these kind of large settings, but it is important for people to register to vote and to vote their voice. So that's my little public service announcement for that. Edge activities that are coming up. The Rays are back in town, so they've got a homestand from June 24th to the 30th. I am going to one of the games, so if you see me there, wave at me. And if you're not going to the games, Ferg Sports Bar, always a great place to watch the game, right next to the stadium. And if you're going to the game, pre- and post-game is always pretty fun there as well. For the Edge District, we're doing our quarterly cleanup, so we have fantastic businesses, employees, visitors to the district that help keep the district clean all the time. Thank you to the city that comes and takes our trash away. But this quarterly cleanup allows us to get in those nooks and the crannies and really make the district shine. So on June 29th, that's a Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m., starting at Flagship Bank, so 965 Central Avenue, come and join us. All you need is to bring yourself and a smile, friends, family, if you'd like. But it's a great way to get some exercise, explore the district, meet some new people. But you don't need to bring anything, because Keep Pinellas Beautiful supplies us our vests, our gloves, the pickers, the bags, really everything that we need. And Flagship Bank has our coffee and our donuts or our pastries, just something to kind of fuel us on the morning. So please come and join us if you can. We do have a Facebook event page that you can come to and let us know that you're coming. And that's facebook.com. And let's see here, The Edge St. Pete. So facebook.com/The Edge St. Pete. And you can see that event page. For my Get Hungry segment, I haven't really dug into one of these deeply lately because we've had so many things going on. But I have to give you my newest food obsession. So it's the dumplings at Shiso Crispy. So Shiso Crispy, if you're not familiar, is a bit of a passion for the Bay Area. And Ronica Whaley and her business are amazing. She's been featured with Guy Fieri. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to head over and try them out. So that's 1431 Central Avenue. And you can, there's patio seating out front. There's air conditioned, which is so blessed here in the summer, air conditioned seating inside. There's also a back patio, which is right next to the kitchen. So the kitchen is an external kitchen food truck that you can go right up to and order. So they have delivery, they have dine-in, they have to-go. So whatever your needs, they have them. Great deals on everything. One of my other fans of She's So Crispy told me that the Bang Bang Chicken Dirty Rice is one of her favorites, and it's a 2-pound dish. So I don't think I could ever eat that in one sitting. So that's definitely a couple of meals in one. They also do the short rib dirty rice, barbecue jackfruit. So for folks that are vegan, vegetarian, want to not have meat, the jackfruit has a very meat-like flavoring to it, but no meat. And then they also do the vegan Bang Bang chicken dirty rice, bao buns, the gyoza. They have each day, I think they have a different set of gyoza that you can order. So I've had the pork, I've had the wagyu, they've got truffle, I think they've got jalapeno from time to time, and their sides are lobster rangoon, spring rolls, vegan garlic chive rangoon. So just crazy, crazy good food. The sauces, the tastes, the staff is amazing. So please check them out. I've now talked myself into going again today. They're open from late 11 a.m. till late. So check them out. It's a woman-owned business on Central Avenue. And a little known fact, or hopefully a great known fact, is there are double the number of women-owned businesses on Central Avenue when you compare that to the rest of St. Pete. So if you're shopping on Central, there's a great chance you're supporting a local woman-owned business, which we love to do. So eat, drink, play, live, work, stay, shop, hop, slay. Find us, edgedistrict.org, and have a fantastic week.